Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you in the market for new dice? Check out our friends at Metallic Dice Games, a premium dice and accessory company that features standard acrylic, metal, and even real gemstone dice. If you're looking for the best in dice, head over to metallicdicegames.com and find the perfect set for you. Even better, listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off any purchase with the promo code RBP10. This promo code never expires and is a great way to support our podcast while snagging some premium dice swag. So check out metallicdicegames.com and use promo code RBP10 with any purchase so they know that the Rancor's Brothel sent you.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Valley of the Gilded Tower.
Is this after I attack, but before I conclude my turn?
It's before you attack. If you still want to attack, you may, but you see this.
Okay. Then I will be like, hey guys, check out this broad and move my way over there.
Okay. So are you disengaging?
Yes.
If you don't? Okay. Okay.
Your action would be to disengage. If you need to move her before I get there, that's fine.
No, that's fine. You're fine. So then we will go to Jeff. Jeff, he has shouted at you that there's a woman. You look over, you see a transparent woman trying to wave you toward her.
Okay, I'm just going to move. If it wants to take the attack, it can take it.
It's a miss. Don't worry about it. Okay. I'm rolling really low.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast that one.
On the way out.
Yep.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You can do that.
It's a 15 to hit.
Hit.
Okay. It's only 2 damage, but it pushes it back 10 feet.
Okay. For the sake of the game, I'll just push it back there somewhere.
Disengage isn't a bonus action. It is a regular action.
It is your action.
Okay.
You can do a bonus action with it, but it is
your action. Have any of those yet, besides raging, I think.
Right. Flynn.
Hello. I'm going to disengage and roll my sweet self up to this ghost broad. Be like, okay. How you doing?
Top left, above you, Schroeder will take a swing. That is a 16.
Nope.
The top right.
Thanks, Flynn.
Another 16.
Nope.
This one will move. It's as far as he
can
get.
Ooh, I got a torque.
Actually, he's going to start following that way. Then it goes back to the top of the order, which would be you, Schroeder.
So how far can I move without triggering an op attack?
Well, even if you moved here, it would trigger an op attack from this guy. So 5 feet.
I did.
No, you could move here without drawing an attack. It's once you reach
here. Yes, my apologies.
You would draw an attack
from this guy.
Okay.
If you disengaged, you would be able to.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose my rage. So I'm going to go ahead and move here and here and take an op attack.
Okay. It's an 18 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. For 1 damage.
Okay. What kind of damage is it?
Oh, actually, it's necrotic.
Okay. That's good to know, because raging doesn't protect me from that, right?
No.
Yeah, I think you have to take a specific totem or something. Or was that just a thing that Troy did? I don't remember. But no, I don't think it does.
Then I'm just going to disengage from this point. And move the rest of the way.
Well, yeah, disengage will be your full. Oh, yeah. No, you chose to move before disengaging.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean you can't disengage?
You can't do both. You can't move and then disengage. Yeah,
there's a movement action.
Disengage is the action. It makes your movement not draw attacks. So from this point on, he could move without drawing an attack.
Okay. I need to reread my rules.
That's fine. I just wanted to know what kind of damage they're doing, because if my rage isn't going to half it, then I'm just going to disengage and go through. Plus, I already took damage, so I'm not losing rage anyway.
Yep, it is necrotic.
Okay, so then I don't know how I have to do that set. I've already moved 10, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
15, 20, 25, 30.
Okay.
You've only got speed 25, don't you?
Oh, you're right. I do only have speed 25.
A couple of more of these begin to pop up.
Seems like murder hobo is not the best option for this portion of the game.
Okay. Not with that attitude. Get the murder hobo and harder.
So she's only going to move 20 feet for now. Back to the top of the order will be...
Did that thing pop up before she moved?
Sorry. Yes, it did.
Okay.
Sorry. No, you were at the top of the order. So now we go to Josh.
I will frolic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And then to Jeff.
I will throw an Eldritch Blast at this one.
Okay.
For a 20 to hit.
Hits.
For 7 damage, and it's pushed back 10 feet.
That was, sorry, was that this one?
Or the this one just, one? Yeah, that.
Okay. 10 feet, you say?
Yep.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Else?
And... move 60 feet.
Nice.
Tabaxi can move double their speed. You can double your speed until the end of the turn. Recharge if you move 0 feet on your turn. So the next turn, if I don't move any, then I can move double the next turn.
Okay. Nice. Down to... sorry, Flynn.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I'm going to fire off a Firebolt Reno at that one.
Okay.
Oh, baby. 22 to hit. Macro's trash.
That's a hit.
Trash grow or something.
3 damage.
There's a better way to do that.
3 damage.
Nailed it.
That'll show you.
So you're going to roll regular dice for attack rolls, but then macros for damage?
No.
Oh, they can move.
Yeah, they can only move 5 feet.
Heh. I can actually faster than that.
This one appears to... I'm going to get on the right layer again. This guy here appears to be in your range. He will attack. That is a 16 to hit.
Nope.
So that is a fail.
Oh, Flynn's magic comes in clutch.
It has a couple of times. 3 times so far.
Dang. Yep.
Then it goes back to you. No, sorry, back to her.
Run, spooky lady.
Okay, so she will move 40 feet.
Am I able to move through any of the trees unencumbered? Like if there's some edge to those trees on a space or no?
If you're going through the trees, it's going to be difficult terrain. But I mean, I give it to you. I mean, it's just going to be difficult terrain.
Okay, so then there's no point in doing that. Jesus.
Now it's on you.
Okay, I am disengaging And I'm moving 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Josh.
My rage drops.
Yes, it does.
I will take a pot shot at this guy on the way out.
Okay.
Looks like I probably missed.
You roll is the six the hit?
Yes, it is.
Six is to hit? It actually does hit for 4 damage.
Oh, baby.
Their AC is 5.
Get hit.
He hasn't been hit from very much. He's been hit twice now, though. All right. I assume you're moving.
Make it up there.
Okay.
Try not to be too jealous of my macros, Flynn.
Jeff?
I'm working. I'm back in R&D.
Jeff, it's on you.
I will Eldritch Blast this one.
Okay.
The one that's within one move of everybody. I guess that still hits. That's only a 7. That's a natural 1. That doesn't hit.
Oh, I see. Yep. So you did miss that one, but you can still move.
I will wait for the others. I will stay right there this turn.
Okay. Then Flynn.
Damn it. I'm working on my... 1, 2. I'll double move.
Okay.
I'm out running the ghost at this point, just hauling balls. Just stuff falling out of my bunghole.
Just a trail of ash behind you.
Oh, no.
Oh. That is a natural 1 swinging on you.
Oh, baby.
Nope.
F***ing all that up.
All right. So am I only in range of the 1?
Yes.
All right. Then I'm just going to double move.
Okay.
Because you can't double move when you disengage, can you?
Well, the disengage is your action and the move is your move action.
Yeah, you would have to use the dash action as your action. Gotcha.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So then I'm just going to take the dash action. So go ahead and make an op attack.
Nope, I rolled a 9 on the die. So this is that one.
All right. So now I'm moving 50 feet.
It's going to go back to her. Five, move right there into 10, the middle.
15. Thanks for being a good guy, Jeff. Mm-hmm. 20, 25, 30, 35. 40. Is the door to this place open?
It is not. She is standing right in front of it once you get up there.
Can I walk through her and open the door?
Not on this turn.
Didn't she technically go after me? So I would have beaten her here?
No, she's up there already. She went before you. Well, yeah, you're correct. You do go after her, but you can't. The door is locked.
Okay.
Sorry, I was getting some more tokens on the board. As you can see, these things just continue to pop up. It is technically Josh's turn.
I don't know if there's any way I can get those two dudes out of attack range on you.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be a problem. I can't roll for shit when he's fast.
All right. 10 to hit, 7 damage on that guy.
All right, 7 damage.
Huzzah! Have at thee!
Jeff, it's on you. Got 2 of these guys in range.
I'm just going to disengage and move the hell away.
Okay. Josh, were you also going to head up to the door?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm nuts to butts with my ghost girlfriend now.
Okay.
Ghost DF.
As you guys all get there, insight's a thing in this game, right? I need a character sheet.
Yes,
yeah, it is. Hell yeah.
We insight everybody.
It's 10 for me.
It's a 15 for me.
16.
All right, so the three of you.
19.
All right.
I didn't put my plus in there.
The higher numbers, you all notice that you recognize this woman, strangely enough. In her ghostly form, you recognize the face of Eleanor, the Baron's wife. And she's actually still wearing, from what you can tell, she is actually wearing the costume, the shredded costume that she was killed in.
Somebody turn her.
The only thing I can do is turn her on. Give me a few minutes.
And she says, you must come inside before these things take over. And
she I never pull goes, out. Don't worry.
She goes through the door as a ghost can.
The best part is
Dwarf
that
is
Jeff
the only one
it.
Of us who can actually go through the door without opening it.
Door is locked.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you have options.
Wait, hold on.
If somebody is proficient with lockpicking, you can try that. I'm going to consider you out of combat for now. Just be aware that these things are continuing to pop up. They're just not, they haven't made it to you yet. They're sort of following that trail. You got a little bit before the next few pop up.
I thought I took thieves' tools as a proficiency somewhere, but I'm not finding it, so maybe I didn't.
I know I didn't.
I would basically, I mean, do we see any other potential ways in?
There are some windows that you could probably climb up to get into the first level. I mean, this is clearly a very tall tower. It is probably about 70 feet tall.
Okay. I've got a climb speed. I can climb up there.
I was going to catapult you.
Because he's a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
But yeah, I mean, if you want to go up and see if you can open the door that way before I have to, like, just tear the door down.
I think that's what we're going to do. I didn't take that proficiency.
I was thinking I was just going to blow it off its hinges, but yeah. If I can climb up through a window, I will.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably get to a window. You got a climb speed. You kind of push open the push through the glass. It just sort of falls in. It's clearly a very decrepit looking tower. You can get inside. If you want to try to open the door from the inside, however you wish. You gonna throw an Eldritch Blast at it or something?
No, I'm just gonna stand there and look at it. I'm gonna open the door.
The door is scared to death and opens. doesn't like cats. Starts sneezing.
There you go.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
So can he actually just straight up open the door from the inside, or do we actually have to make rolls here?
I mean, either way, it's locked.
It is not locked.
There's not a key on the inside either.
Oh.
Okay, then I'm just gonna brute strength the door.
All right. I can tell you right now, it's a DC 20 to break through the door.
I will give him a
strength check.
And that bardic energy.
It is a strength check, sir.
Okay, cool. Boom. That's just fine. It's just a plus four, right?
It's
I don't get
athletics.
To add my proficiency. Is it?
Is it athletics
it's
or
strength.
Is it just strength?
It says strength check on the paper, so I'm going to go with strength.
Okay, then I'm going to help. So roll with advantage and roll your d6.
How are you able to help? From the inside of the house, inside of the building.
He's pulling the door.
Carefully.
Flynn will help you from the outside. I'm not very strong.
There's three other people. Somebody can help.
1d20 plus 4.
Plus a d6.
Plus 1d6.
What did you minus something?
Oh, I didn't mean to minus it. Whoops.
So you got 21.
Yeah, either way, you hit it. You hit it hard enough to pop it open, and you guys can walk into the room. Let me switch maps. So as you enter this pretty big room, you can see that the white marble mausoleum seems to be just crumbling. It's 70 feet tall. It's weathered. Inside, the room's walls are carved with violas, violets, and vines. Stairs on the wall lead up to your right there. Black vines erupt through the ceiling, snaking down the walls and plunge into the earth. And before you stands the ghost of Eleanor, hovering. And she speaks to you. She says, "You've carried me. You've carried my remains here. But this place is cursed. An evil ancestor of mine has brought corruption to this place, and it must be annihilated before I can rest. This fungi and black-tongued creatures are a symptom of the corruption. The source of evil lurks at the top of the stairs in the tombs. It's not human, and it's not natural, and it will try to kill you. We must act quickly before the creeping fungi outside find a way in."
That wasn't part of the deal.
I'm pretty sure we got her here.
We have to take her to the top, but we can just throw her up to the door, right?
Yeet.
We just set it down, knock, and run.
Delivery.
I poop in the urn.
Just light it on fire again.
All right. But roll real dice because you'll miss in D20.
Yep.
Or in roll 20. All right, so cool.
Which family member is it?
I'm not sure.
Did you have any creepy uncles?
Doesn't everyone?
Okay. Also, not asking her, but just to kind of get a lay of the land, was a homeboy out batting his average? Is she a better looking broad than he is?
She's not bad looking for a dead chick.
Nice. What's the over under banging a ghost?
As you guys look around, you see there's this old decrepit desk over here, molded, covered in some of those black spots that you saw outside. All of these sort of mangy lines, these are some of the vines that have crept in to the room. Pieces of rubble scattered about as the walls have begun to crumble.
Mm. So these vines are the black vines that come down?
Yeah, it seems like they've come from above through the ceiling of this level and have kind of plunged themselves into the floor of this level.
Okay.
Most of them kind of curtain the walls. Some of them a few of them stick out into the middle.
Are there actually papers around, or is that just kind of debris?
I'm going to assume that's debris.
Okay.
If it is any kind of paper, there's nothing in the book about it. So
gotcha.
I'm just going to assume it's debris.
But you did mention the desk. So I'll go check out the desk.
Yeah. Drawers are empty. It's molded. The legs of the chair have seemingly rotted off. If you put enough pressure on the desk itself, it'll probably break a leg and fall to the floor. Nothing in particular on it, in it. Just clearly abandoned and left to rot.
Okay, up we go.
Need some sort of dehumidifier.
So as you guys begin to ascend, you do realize that some of these things, this is more for flavor, these things do begin to sort of pop up.
Yeet.
Uh-oh.
He's on your back clinging.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to beckon the ghost to come with us. I can't abandon my ghoul friend.
Hey.
She stays behind.
Oh. She kept her behind. That badonkadonk. Roses are red. The ghost is real spooky. All I want is to get up in her booty. A poem by Archibald. A love sonnet in 3 verses. That was verse 1.
You should be starting here.
Just the worst.
Huh?
Oh.
You should be starting up here. This is the top of this floor. This down here is heading to the next floor. As you enter floor 2, you see faded oil paintings and busts of Eleanor's ancestors on the walls. Set of stairs that lead up. Clusters of knotted black vines hang overhead and reach out like hands and fingers. And the air has a strange haze, similar to a light rainfall.
Musty.
I need you all to make an intelligence check. Sorry, that's not the correct one. I need you to make a constitution check.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had a feeling it was going to be a con roll.
Yeah.
A check or a save?
It's a con save, saving
throw.
Sure.
Saving throw. Constitution saving throw.
11.
My girlfriend's a ghost now. Her touch gives me goose pimples. Banging her might be hard, but a handy'd be real simple. Verse 2.
God.
I'll be working on the climax during this fight.
Boots, you got an 8?
I did.
I got a 10.
I got a 16.
Well, it appears, Gundrick, as if all of your colleagues seemingly fall to the floor and go to sleep.
Wait, did Flynn roll?
Yeah,
I rolled. I got 11.
You failed.
Oh, buddy.
For at least 1 hour, you will be asleep unless you can wake them up.
So the haze, is it like spores in the air?
Absolutely, it is.
Okay.
It's tangible. You can feel it as you walk through.
Yeah. So how does a barbarian wake up
people? With a point of damage?
Yeah. No.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do that without doing large amounts of damage.
Do you have like a dagger or anything on you?
Unarmed strike is 1 point of damage.
Yeah.
Then that's what I'll do.
You can basically just kick each one of them. You have
I'll
advantage.
Give a little face. Give
yeah,
a little
I mean,
face
I'm not
going
to make you roll on it. You slap each one hard enough. So each of you lose 1 more point of damage, which if you're doing it then here, you'll probably have to reset. Sorry. Just do it on your sheet. Archibald, I believe you were down by 4 already, if I'm not mistaken.
Down by 2. Now I'm down by
2.
So I smack them to alertness.
Yeah. You wake them up. A couple of these guys begin to pop in here just at random.
Oh no.
So like I said, you're in this room with a bunch of paintings and busts of various ancestors of Eleanor's.
It's a very busty.
We can admire it when it's all dead. Keep moving.
And admire it when it's dead.
And I'm not going to slap so lightly next time you fuckers fall asleep. Boop.
Yep.
Are you going to just head upstairs? Or
I'll take a look at this bust real quick. Is there any name on it? Any distinguishing features?
It appears to be the bust of a woman named Bernice by the name tag.
Ooh.
The placard on it. You scrape off some of the dirt and dust. Go ahead and roll me an investigation check on it.
Fifteen.
Perfect.
Anacer, 17.
Even better. You notice that there are some, even on the bust, which is very well carved, she's wearing some kind of a necklace that has some sort of emblem on it that you would recognize as being that of some kind of sorceress.
Oh, interesting. I will remember this.
You also... yeah, sorry. There are also a few other little trinkets in here, one of which catches, just by passive, I believe, 15 was Jeff, if I'm not mistaken. Jeff, you notice that one of these catches your eye. It's a very shiny figurine of a bird just sitting on a shelf.
Okay. There's a shiny figurine of a bird sitting on a shelf.
It just catches your eye because it seems
out of place.
It seems to be the brightest thing in this room.
Okay.
It's a magical item that won't be tainted by the blight.
You said taint, first of all.
I will move to it and pick it up.
Yeah.
You sure you're not just going to knock it off the shelf?
It seems it's kind of heavy. Maybe like a paperweight, you know, weight to it. Seems to be made out of silver, pure silver.
Okay.
Do you want to roll any arcana or anything on it?
If I've got that.
Get it.
That's a 3.
Yeah, it's a pretty bird. It's a very, very pretty bird.
This is the most powerful magic object in the known universe.
I will hand it off to the bard, who I know is more knowledgeable about things than me.
It's probably a good idea.
Okay. Let me see what I got for Arcana.
Hopefully better than a 3.
I like your enthusiasm.
Jack of all trades, remember.
Darn right.
Tis true.
Yeah, 19.
You kind of fiddle around with it for a little bit. And it is definitely a magical item.
Ooh. Well, I've met her folks now. They're all kind of busty. But she was cremated, so them tits are dusty. That end to my 3-part love poem.
It's over. Thank God it's over.
You believe that this thing...
Sometimes the inspiration just hits you.
...would, on command, become an actual raven.
What?
For a short amount of time.
Can we paint it white?
Absolutely you can. It's small enough to fit in your pocket. You believe that it is pretty rare and would definitely acquire attunement. But you believe once attuned that you could command this thing to come to life as an actual raven for a small amount of time.
Ooh, I will give it back to the cat.
Now I always have a bird to chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You do. That seems to be the majority of what you see in this room.
We gotta go.
Head upstairs if you wish to head upstairs.
Yes, I'm randomly going to flick Eldritch Blasts at these things as they're growing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand they're moving very slowly. They're just popping up, just kind of at random.
Cool.
Let's move you to floor 3.
So you might notice how exactly opposite this mausoleum tower is than how things should typically be with mausoleums.
Yeah, graves at the top instead of, you know, at in the bottom. Ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something's funky.
As you all reach the top of this tower, which is actually over here somewhere.
Oh, is this the top floor?
We at the top.
You are at the top floor.
Just
coffins and urns rest on the floor and shelves of this dusty chamber. The gold roof above you comes to a point about 30 feet. Four unlit iron lamps hang on chains from the ceiling. They are about 10 feet off the ground. Thick black vines erupt from a central coffin. The vines push through the floor and the walls. That is this coffin down here, if you have not noticed. And as you reach the top, you hear a voice from within the coffin screaming, I have been sleeping, waiting for you, Eleanor. As a...
She's still down on the first floor, bruh.
To be fair, you are carrying her with you.
I know.
To be fair, I started throwing magic at this thing as soon as I came up the stairs.
A large tentacle-like, plant-like creature busts through the coffin, and we'll go ahead and roll initiatives.
I just wish I had the skill jump right now.
Boss fight! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, baby. It's a 19 total.
It's much better than a 4.
Yes, sir.
I got an 8.
21.
Oof. I got a 21 as well.
Who's got the better dex?
Probably you.
Yeah, they all say that. Don't feel bad. Got a 15 dexterity.
I actually have a 15 as well.
So you beat me because I added 3. I actually only got 20.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep.
All right. Top of the order then would be Schroeder. This is a pretty large room, large tower. So just making sure to see what it does in its turn. It's on you, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to dash at it. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. It's weird. It's not letting me put things directly. So I'm going to move 20 feet and chuck a javelin at it.
Yeah, the grid doesn't match up with the lines on the floor. Like, for some reason, when I made the map, it just didn't fall down that way.
So, since I can't make it there and attack in the same turn, I'm going to hold off raging and move to where I can throw damage at it.
Does that help to see the grid if I change it green? Is that better
for you? It does.
It actually, it helps a lot. 1, D, 20... 6. It is only a 12.
That meets its AC. Is that, I can't remember. Is
that a hit that or means I hit.
Okay.
1d6 plus 4 for 6 damage.
All right. You hit it. It kind of hisses and laughs. Like when it laughs, it laughs in a slightly different voice than what you heard before. It actually sounds like a man's voice instead of a woman's voice this time. Next in the order then would be Josh.
Yeah. It's Abomination. There's more than one in there. We got to kill them all.
Oh, no. I will give Schroeder the Bardic Energy.
Cool. Am I spired?
You are so spired. Was anybody hit in the... anybody except for me already take damage?
I took 1.
Oh, okay. I want to say that might be my action, but I'll double check.
Is spiring a bonus action?
Oh, it is a bonus action, so I can sling something at him. I'm gonna sling my sling at the thing. 12 to hit.
That meets, it hits. 6 more damage.
Yep. get slinged.
Reverts to his ghetto days and starts slinging rocks again. Jesus Christ.
I grew up rough on the mean streets.
Next in is Flynn.
I'll move here. We'll call that on a square. And I will firebolt the dude. Let's see if this works. Come on, macro. Damn it.
How far can your firebolt go? What's the range on your firebolt?
120 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brackets I got a 20. Your text.
What? Yes, I put brackets around the roll. So that's two damage.
Two damage? What the fuck?
Okay. It seems to summon one of these pods, moves near it, and...
So is it a large creature also?
It is.
Okay.
And Gundrick is at the mercy of its attack.
Oh, look at that reach.
It's only a 14 to hit. As you, know you the answer, as you sort of shift out of the way, as spikes that it slings at you seem to whip past.
Okay.
But it gets two attacks.
Oh, watch it!
And
whip.
It will sling from one side of its body at you, and sling the other side of its body. Wait, can I reach you?
And then he nay-nay.
10, 15, 20, 20. Yep. Toward Archibald.
Oh, no.
That's an 18 to hit.
Oh, he has pierced my paper mache.
Within D8.
Jeff's measuring.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
That's 8 piercing damage, sure.
Oh, baby.
As a spike just oof, right at you.
What's that put you down to, Josh?
8 out of 19.
And as it hits you, it speaks again and sort of screams at you, this time in the female voice that it spoke in before, saying, Eleanor, my granddaughter, you are made perfect in lovingness only to die.
Whoa.
It will then go to Jeff.
I'm going to, as a bonus action, use my Hexblade's Curse. And then move up to it. And take a swing.
All right. And please remind me again, Hexblade does. What are you cursing?
Hexblade's Curse. Let me pull it up. You gain a bonus to damage rolls against the cursed target. The bonus equals your proficiency bonus. Okay. Any attack you make against the cursed target is a critical hit on a 19 or a 20.
Nice.
If the cursed target dies, you regain hit points equal to your warlock level plus your charisma modifier.
Okay, so I don't take any negatives?
Nope.
Okay. You may swing away.
That's a 17 on the die.
That is a hit.
Okay.
It's a 12. It's an AC 12, as I mentioned before.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yep.
That is 10 points of damage.
Yeah.
Nice. You're slicing into it, but it's just sort of still laughing at you, not giving a shit.
Does it look like we're doing damage to it?
Yeah. You're definitely seeing, you know, spines drop, leaves falling.
So he's just an asshole.
It's a big creature with a lot of damage, with a lot of health points.
Okay.
So yes. Back to the top of the order then with Schroeder.
I'll go ahead and blow my last rage for the day.
Probably good on the boss fight.
Yep. 1, 2, 3. I think I can technically hit him from there.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. So I will do that. And then I will, I can relentlessly attack, right? That's not a bonus. That's just a thing.
Mm-hmm. It stays that way until the end of, the beginning of your next turn.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Drop your AC when I attack you?
No, it just gives you advantage.
Yeah.
Advantage. Okay.
So you get two tries to wail on him.
Technically four if I take both attacks.
Oh, there you go.
Here's my first roll. First roll is a 17, so I know that hits. Second roll is going to see if I can crit him. Nope. So I hit him for 17 with my hammer.
Okay.
Don't forget your rage damage.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. So that's actually 9 damage.
9?
Yeah. I didn't roll any of my rage damage earlier.
Ooh. You've been raging against the machine the whole time and didn't take any damage with it?
Yeah, I forgot that I got +2 damage. So.
Josh, it was leaking a lot of blood over there.
I am leaking. Somebody call the ambulance. I will use one of my heal kit charges on myself.
Okay. Is that an action? I believe it's an action to do that.
Yep. I have healed myself 4/10.
Nice.
Puts the goo in the hole.
And then I'm going to take cover.
Okay. Flynn.
Josh, what's your health looking like?
I am after that? 18 now.
He's only down by 1 now.
Oh, okay. You good. You're fine. I'll move up a little bit, and we'll take another firebolt shot at the lad. Uh-huh. 25 to hit and 2 damage.
All right. It is then its turn.
Grasp.
On its turn, it yet again summons another pod.
Now.
And then everything gets to attack or move. This one will move one this way. This little guy is going to attack Gundrick. That is going to be a miss. And then
advantage
for him, or is advantage for both?
It creates advantage for both.
Oof, even worse. All right, so this one will take an attack on the cat, who seemed to do the most damage.
Meow.
12 to hit?
No.
All right. Just can't seem to hurt you, Jeff's turn.
Okay. I'm going to, as a bonus action, cast Hex on the big guy.
Okay.
Just lets me add an extra D6 to damage. I think that's all. Let me make sure.
Extra D6 is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Also, choose one ability when you cast the spell. The target has disadvantage with ability checks made with the chosen ability. We'll say strength.
Okay.
And I will swing. It's a 19 on the die.
That's a hit, sir.
That's a crit.
That is in, yeah, sorry, yes, that is a crit for you.
Cool. Jeff, f*** this thing up. You need better lighting, Jeff.
Sometimes he's just in total darkness.
27.
Damn.
That is a masterful hit, and it shrieks. It's pissed. Top of the order to Shorotor. Unless there's anything else you want to do.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
It's on your turn.
I will smack the old dude regular this time.
Okay.
For a 12, which that's his AC.
That
so
is it.
I hit him. 1d10 plus 6. Crap. 8 damage.
It seems to be bleeding out a lot. Still standing, but has taken quite a bit of damage. Josh.
I will.
Just going to grapple him and suplex him back in the coffin next turn.
The coffin's in pieces. It burst through.
Sling at him. 16 for 4 damage.
Gosh. Hit him in one of its eyes. It is it's reeling. It is not feeling good.
We carry. I was gonna be like, you David and Goliath this thing.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
It goes to Flynn.
Oh yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm gonna give it that shocking graft. Y'all ready for this? Please work. Yes. No, damn it, it didn't work. Hold on. I gotta do the doubles. Okay, there.
There you go.
16.
That hits.
7 in the
and thing. 7 damage.
You reach out and grab this thing by one of its tentacles and shock the shit out of it, and it squeals. And as it begins to crumble, it screams at you, "Living, I have been your plague, and dying, I shall be your death." And as it falls to the ground, all of the pods around you seem to disappear. Not disappear. They seem to sort of poof and die. Wither is the word I'm looking for. They wither. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to take them off the map. But all of the vines seem to come to life and begin to just whip about as quickly and quick, heavy. It's whipping against the walls. It's whipping against the floor, and it's shaking the tower. And some debris begins to fall.
As God damn it! I knew that this was going to be the fall of the House of Usher. God damn it!
Ah, Dampress.
And the ghost of Eleanor pops up in the middle of the floor again, saying, "You've defeated her. You've defeated her. Please leave me here, and get out as quickly as you can."
Yeet.
Let me rest.
Yeet. Yeah.
Drop the urn.
Get the urn out your bag.
Spread your cheeks. We gotta go.
Everybody in my bunghole.
As you guys reach the ground floor, and I'm not gonna bother moving maps. As you guys reach the ground floor, I need you all to make a very important DC 15 dexterity saving throw. As the tower collapses around you.
Schroeder, you get an advantage on it.
I do.
Do I want to roll and roll 20? Or do I want to roll by hand so I
don't
can...
Don't you have danger sense or something
right. I do have danger sense. I get advantage on stuff that I know is coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 1d20.
Nailed it.
You said these are saving throws, right?
Correct.
Get on my level, plebs.
Ooh. 17, lads.
I'm glad I get advantage.
Don't forget, you have my bardic inspiration you haven't used yet.
Oh, you are so right. Plus 1d6, right?
Yep. Yes.
Woo! Nice.
Ooh. Two of you have saved. Boots three of us saved.
I saved. Mine's at the very top. I have a macro. Okay.
So each of you dive out of the front of the door, dive into the trees, something, as this tower crumbles behind you. A plume of dust and debris erupts behind you, and a sort of a mushroom cloud, if you will. And as you stand outside of the debris, as it settles, the ghost of Eleanor reveals herself to you again. She says, though our tower has crumbled, I am here with my family and I may rest. Please inform the Baron and tell him to sleep well from now on. I will haunt him no longer. As for the rest of you...
Very kind of you.
As for the rest of you, I grant you a blessing in the form of good luck.
Thanks.
Mechanically for you, you have luck. Once a day, you can re-roll a failed roll and use the new result.
Baby.
Any roll?
You have one free re-roll once a day.
How long does this last?
As long as your character's alive.
Oh, baby. Better not die.
It is a permanent boon for your character.
She's giving us some good boon.
Outside, you see that the flora and fauna begin to return to their original color. The birds suddenly come to life and chirp again and flitter off.
I shoot one.
It goes poof. As you reach the cottage, you see the man who doesn't appear as old as he once did. He does seem to be middle-aged. The black spots on his tongue, the glassy eyes seem to be gone, and he seems very confused about who you are and why you're here. But he also doesn't seem to care. He goes inside the cottage and just closes the door lightly.
Quick, okay. Now burn it down.
Firebolt.
And you will return to the village. You bang on the door. Renoir invites you in. Please come in, come in. The Baron is in his throne room. And the Baron sits there a little more straight backed, but still seemingly tired and gaunt. He says, I feel clean. Mm. What did you find there?
If I may take this one, gentlemen. We carried her ashes to the top of the tower and then fought her gam-gam. 'Twas our finest hour. The tower collapsed. We ran for our lives. And I'm sorry to say, you're all out of wives. Thank you. Thank you.
He thanks you for what you've done. He will ensure that paperwork is drawn up. He will ensure that paperwork is drawn up for spots of land where you can build a home, or if you wish to purchase a home somewhere else, if you wish to pick out a home of reasonable value, you are welcome to it, one that is already empty. And as you walk out the door, Renoir stops you and says, we received some grave news recently. And he hands you a letter.
Is it from the Baron?
While you were out, this thing happened. He says, it's a letter that says, Father Baird has gone missing. Please send your constables at once. Signed, Tybalt. And that is where the end of...
I don't want land here. Everything in this place is getting f***ed up all the time.
It's pretty rotten.
Arcane Adventure number 2, entitled Valley of the Gilded Tower. Hey folks, thanks for listening. Valley of the Gilded Tower is written by Kelsey Dion. Additional design by Stephen McLaughlin. Music by Magmi Soundtracks. Being used under Creative Commons License 0.0.